Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article called The Hidden Cost of an Expired License in Your Agency.
And this is one of those topics that sounds like a dry compliance thing, but it actually has some real teeth to it.
It really does. The article opens with this scenario. A renewal date quietly passes. Nobody made a decision to let it lapse. It just slid by while everyone was busy doing deals.
And suddenly, an agent has been working on a license that is no longer current, for who knows how long.
Right. And the article's key point is that this is never just the individual's problem. It reaches up into the whole agency. Three separate costs hit at once.
What are the three?
Compliance, trading, and reputation. Compliance is the obvious one. Working without a current license breaches the rules your state authority enforces. But it is not just a matter between the agent and the regulator. The agency itself has a compliance problem.
So the principal is exposed too, not just the person whose license lapsed.
Exactly. And then trading. Any deals that unlicensed person worked on can be called into question. A transaction you thought was clean now has a flaw you have to explain. That has real consequences for the income and the clients involved.
And reputation?
Reputation in real estate is built slowly and damaged quickly. An agency known for cutting corners on licensing is not one vendors line up to list with. The article makes the point that the reputational damage can outlast the compliance issue by years.
Okay, so three separate hits from one lapsed date. What I want to understand is how it actually happens, because you'd think most agencies are careful.
That is the part I found most useful. The article is pretty clear that this does not happen to careless agencies. It happens to busy ones. And the reason is structural.
Structural how?
Every agent on your team has a different renewal date. In Queensland, the CPD year runs 12 months from each person's own license issue date. So two people who joined a month apart can be due in completely different weeks. Hold all of that across a team of 10 or 15 while running an office, and one date will eventually slip.
Not through negligence, just through the sheer number of moving dates.
And most of the time, it starts with CPD, not the renewal itself. If someone's CPD is not finished by the renewal date, the renewal gets blocked. A blocked renewal means they are unlicensed without anyone quite meaning for it to happen.
Queensland has actually tightened this recently, hasn't it?
Yes, from the 6th of June 2026, renewal applicants in Queensland now have to declare that their CPD is complete or provide exemption details before a renewal can be processed. So incomplete CPD directly stops the renewal from going through.
That is a real change. No more quietly renewing and catching up later.
Not in Queensland, no. And the article makes a point that is easy to overlook. A lot of CPD sits around the areas where mistakes are most expensive, trust accounts being the main one. An agent who is current on their training is less likely to make a costly error with client money.
So letting CPD slide is not only a renewal risk. It could leave someone rusty on exactly the rules that protect clients' money.
That is the article's framing, yes. The training exists for a reason.
So what is the actual fix?
Tracking. That is it. One register of every team member, their license type, their renewal date, and their CPD status. Renewals flagged well ahead of time so there is space to act calmly, and CPD tracked against the right state rule for each person, not one blanket assumption across the whole office.
And reminders that don't rely on the principal keeping it all in their head.
Right. The article explains how Archer handles this for the agencies it works with. Reminders go to the learner directly. Archer follows up the staff member first. The principal only gets notified if two follow-up attempts get no response.
So the drifting date gets caught before it becomes an expired license. That is the whole system.
And the cost comparison is simple. An expired license hits across three fronts. Preventing one is a system that watches the dates so you do not have to.
If you are a principal listening to this, the one thing to do right now is look at where your office actually sits. Do you have a clear picture of every renewal date and CPD status across your team?
That is the right question. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for the complete picture. And if you want to talk to someone, Archer's Australian-based team can review where your office is exposed. Call them on 1-800-069-273. Archer offers nationally recognized training, all online and self-paced, with real support from people based right here in Australia.
Good one. Worth a read.
It really is.